Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, left field, pretty deep. Clemens back at the track, at the wall. He jumps! He caught it! He bangs into the fence! He holds on! And the Phillies win the regular season finale on a wall-crashing catch by Cody Clemens! Oh, what a way to end it! Phillies win it 6-3.
I think a fitting way to end the regular season. So many unsung heroes, and the Phillies get themselves a win. I was going to say a meaningless win, but maybe not, because they got home field advantage by winning that game, Hugh, over anyone in the AL. So we know the Phillies will be the number two seed in the NL. Dodgers get the number one seed. But by winning yesterday, that did accomplish something, because if they see the Yankees in the World Series, the Phillies will have the home field advantage. Phillies will have home field over any AL team, but they're the number two seed in the playoffs. But here's the fun part about this, Hugh. Today,
what's the fun part?
Well, the season is over except for two teams. The Mets and Braves are about to start a doubleheader right now.
This is the rain game, right?
It's the rain doubleheader. So here's a scenario, and this will impact potentially who the Phillies play. They're certainly their potential opponents. Saturday's game one of the NLDS. We know Wheeler, who, by the way, put an exclamation point on his Cy Young chances on Saturday. Wheeler is incredible. He'll be on the mound. Phillies will be hosting, ready for this, Hugh? One of three teams. The Phillies on Saturday are going to be hosting the Brewers. We know they're already in the series waiting. And they'll either face the Brewers, the Mets, or the Diamondbacks, based on how today plays out. So here's the scenario, and I think the Diamondbacks are the team that gets screwed here in this, basically, because of what happened. It's a doubleheader in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. If the teams split the doubleheader, the Braves are the number five seed, and the Mets are the number six seed. So if they split the doubleheader, the Braves are in, and the Mets are in. If the Braves win the first game, the Mets win the second, they're both in. Either way, it doesn't matter. If they split it, the Mets and Braves get in. If the Mets win both games, the Mets are the number five seed. They play the Padres, and the Phillies would take on the winner of the Diamondbacks, who would be the sixth seed, and the Brewers. If the Braves win both games, Atlanta goes to San Diego, and the Diamondbacks play the Brewers. So it's either the Mets, the Diamondbacks, or the Brewers. That's who the Phillies will start with on Saturday. And today's going to be weird because, Hugh, I would think whoever wins the first game today, Mets-Braves, is going to lay down in the second game.
Yeah, because you might as well, huh?
Why would you pitch any of your pitchers? Why would you use
any? Yeah, because you got to play anyway, so yeah. I can see that.
I think Arizona gets screwed in this scenario. I imagine we're going to get a split today, and whoever wins the first game will just literally lay down in the second game. Because if I'm the Braves today and I win the first game, why would I use any of my good relievers, any of my regular hitters? I have to
knowing that you get ready for the weekend.
Well, not the weekend. They have to fly tomorrow to go.
Oh,
play
tomorrow.
A game. Tomorrow the wild card series starts.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So, yeah. You can't. Yeah. They're in a bad spot.
Arizona's in a bad spot. They need someone to win both of these games today. And I mean, it could happen, but I doubt it. Kyle, what's your rooting interest today as we get Mets-Braves doubleheader affecting the Phillies' potential opponent?
Yeah, I've since thrown all logic and reasoning out the window for this. I need the Mets to get swept today.
Okay.
I can't do the Mets thing. I can't stand them. Their fan base. I want them out of the postseason. This isn't about being afraid of anybody. This is just, I hate the Mets. I need to see them collapse and blow this thing today.
It would be like an all-time Mets moment to lose the second half of the doubleheader to the Braves B lineup. I mean, it would be hilarious.
So
the Braves are throwing their worst arm they have available to just get through the game, and the Mets can't hit him. I mean, it'd be an all-time.
It's not that I want the Braves in, or I like the Braves better than I like the Mets. Like, I just love, it's like watching the Cowboys get cooked. It's just like a tradition as old as time. Like, I love seeing the Mets fail, and I love seeing their fan base upset.
So one thing that, and then we'll get back to the phones on the Eagles here. The one thing that was interesting about this weekend, the way it all played out, is the Phillies cannot see the Braves in the division or in the division series this weekend. It's like the way the seeding and the tiebreakers played out, the Braves are either going to miss altogether or they're going to be the five seed. So there's no chance of a Phillies-Braves division series. It's Brewers, Diamondbacks, or Mets starting Saturday against the Phillies here in Philadelphia. 215-592-9494. All right, speaking, Kyle just brought up, rooting against the Mets, like rooting against the Cowboys. Speaking of, Cowboy Jim is here on WIP. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
I love how your callers call up and go, "What's up?" or "How's it going? How's it going? The sky is falling." And Hugh Douglas, listen, Eagle fans don't, they don't need plant-based Hugh Douglas right now. They need extra salty butter Hugh right now. They need cursing Hugh right now. Not this junk. Come on,
but
man.
But I'm not. But Jim, I'm not mad. I kind of hate to be that guy, but I kind of saw this coming, Jim.
I told you so. Douglas is here today.
No, I'm not, Jim. I tried to tell him last week. Did nobody want to listen? I told him 2-2 wasn't bad.
Look, I was relaxing down in Tampa by the pool, listening to you talk about the Cowboys, disjointed, leaking oil. Apparently, you're just talking about the Eagles. So, all that stuff about the Cowboys, it's your team.
Well,
the Cowboys are leaking oil.
The Cowboys have a lot of issues with Parsons out and Lawrence. The issue is the joke might be on both of us, Jim, as the Commanders, with their rookie quarterback, might be the best team in this division. So
I'm not worried about him.
He's
a young quarterback. They'll figure him out just like everyone figured out Jalen. They'll figure him out, too.
But hold on. But Jalen got to a Super Bowl. Like, young quarterbacks get figured out. Hold on. I'm not saying the Commanders are going to the Super Bowl, but we do this. We say they'll figure out the young quarterback eventually. Our eyes are not lying to us. The Commanders, they have the best quarterback in the division right now.
Yeah, right now.
Right now.
The way this season going, every week something just changes. You know, like the Panthers win here or this team wins, and you're like, wait, what happened? How did this happen? This is the way the NFL is going.
Well, that's
you never know week to week.
Yeah, that's enough, Jim. All right, so we're done with Jim now. Hugh, I think at some point we're going to rank all the Hughes that we get.
What?
We get plant-based Hugh. We get Doc Douglas. We get I told you so, Hugh, is emerged.
I didn't mean to told you so, but I was trying to.
He's emerged the last month.
No, I've been trying to soft pedal it to you, but nobody wants to hear it. Everybody wants to tell me, no, you're crazy.
We also have agenda, Hugh.
I have an agenda. No, I don't have an agenda today.
There isn't a lot of Hughes.
I don't have an agenda today, but I kind of 2-2 is not bad going into the bye.
It's not bad, but it's not great.
Self-evaluation. You go into the bye and you try to correct the mistakes that you've made, quit doing the bonehead stuff, get away from the game for a little while. And, just think about your role in all of these losses that you have. Mm. If I'm them young cats, if I'm the young Georgia player.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I need to figure out right now, what do I want to be on a consistent basis? That's the problem. Because right now, consistency is the biggest issue for those guys.
You trust
we know
this
they can play.
Yeah, you trust this coaching staff to evaluate the issues?
Do I?
That hesitation said it all.
Do I? I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt in this one.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
It doesn't seem like that's the case. But when you look around the NFC, there's only, what, four teams that are, like, on the plus side of this thing?
Is this apologist Hugh?
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying
we have
right
stubborn
now.
Stubborn Hugh.
No. Mm. What I'm looking at the standings.
Frivolous Hugh.
And you have the Minnesota Vikings who has the perfect record.
Yep.
And then you have three other teams that have three wins. We're 2-2, guys. We're 2-2. That's not a bad spot to be in.
It's not bad, but this was – now, let's just go back.
This was not where we were supposed to be.
When we looked at the schedule, I know things change, and look, Cleveland looks worse than we thought. Jacksonville looks a lot worse than we thought. So there's differences. But when the schedule came out, what did we say?
This is not where we thought we would be.
We said 3-1 at the bye. That's what we said.
We did not think we were going to be here.
No.
How did we get here? We're not supposed to be here. That's a song, by the way, back in the day.
Who's it by?
I can't remember the lady singing. I can't remember the name of it.
Not Diana Ross, because she's an actress.
No, it's not.
Right?
She's an actress. Yeah. I can't think of her name.
Come on, man.
But what I'm saying is
delusional,
this.
Hugh.
I'm not being delusional.
That's my favorite, Hugh.
I'm not being delusional. We're in a good spot.
All right, let's go to David in Satterton, because he thinks you are being delusional. What's up, David?
Hey, you guys. I appreciate you taking my call.
I've never spoken
with you guys at all, so I really do appreciate you talking with you. Hugh, I have all the respect in the world for you guys
but
that played the game. All right. No, I'm just saying, you and Ike and all the guys that talk football, I respect your opinion. I do not understand what you are seeing in this football team that makes you say we are in a good spot, like we're going to get out of this anytime soon.
Okay, David. Well, if you tell me what it is you're specifically talking about, maybe I can help you understand a little bit better. So tell me, what are you not understanding right now? Maybe I can help you out.
I will give you an analogy. I know you like them.
I do.
You're in playing. You're supposed to be at 33,000 feet. You're skimming rooftops and tree branches, and you're saying, hey, we're in a good spot. Yeah, we're still airborne, but we are not.
No.
This is a great analogy.
Wait a minute, Dave.
What do you see that says we're going to get back up to where we need to
be? You know what? Before Hugh answers the question, Dave, this is a great analogy. Hugh right now is the flight attendant who says,
no.
I promise you, we are not going to crash.
Dave.
I promise. And they're losing altitude by the second.
That is a great analogy, but that's not what I asked you. I asked you about football. Not that was a damn good analogy, though. We're skimming rooftops.
We are.
Talk about, hey, we're in the air.
We just took out a couple branches.
What is it about this team? Is it the offense that has you a little, feeling that way? Or is it the defense? Or is it the coaching? I mean, what is it?
It's everything I saw yesterday, Hugh. It's everything that just went in the toilet. Everything that's going wrong. I hear the coach in his press conference is saying, yeah, we got to get back to fundamental tackling, fundamental ball control. You had preseason. You played four games. You did not play your starters in the preseason in order to be able to evaluate them at game speed.
Yes.
All you did was put short pants on them and said, okay, guys, let's go jog through this play. You didn't see them tackle anybody. You did not see them control the ball. You did not see them do a dang thing at game speed until it was game time when the games count. This all counts.
Yeah, and you're right. They have it. But the reason why I feel the way that I feel, Dave, and that the great analogy, by the way, again, is I saw glimpses of this offense and this defense that played better. That's why I feel the way that I feel. And to your point about the preseason, look at it like this, David. This probably is not going to make you feel any better. But we just got out of preseason.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute, Joe. We just got out of preseason.
Don't count.
No, but these preseason games counted. We just got out of preseason. I feel like they're going to be better when we come off of this bye.
Well, they can't be worse, Dave. And, David, we appreciate the phone call. It was an all-time analogy. This plane is still off. It's still in the air. But we have lost a lot of altitude in the last year or so.
Rooftops.
Yeah, I mean, a few years ago we were the top plane in the air of all the airlines, and now we are skimming rooftops here and trying to hold on. 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up on the Eagles. Who do you blame most for the debacle yesterday down in Tampa? Plus, we have to hit a strange situation that was reported before the game. What was going on there? And we just got an update on the Hassan Reddick situation from an NFL insider. We'll hit you with that next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.